Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cynthia Johnson.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson.
And we're your hosts this morning. We're live. Yesterday we did an archive. People were calling, was that an archive show? Yes, it was. But we're live this morning, and we're going to be moving into a new topic. We're going to talk about personal power. We've been using that term in our past series on Christ consciousness. And so since that was so yummy, I thought, well, let's talk about personal power and what it is. And, of course, we're taking this lesson again from Joshua David Stone's book. So if you have run out and bought that, if you ran out and bought the book, don't worry, because we're going to cover quite a bit of it from time to time. So this is going to be a new series. We're going to really launch it today. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm telling you. When I was studying and preparing, I was like, ooh, this is good. This is good. So how are you this morning, Dr. Reggie?
I'm just enchanted.
Oh, my.
How are you?
You are so wild. Enchanted.
Yeah.
Ooh. That must mean you really have your personal power.
Huh? I sure do, because personal power is from the will. And the will is quantified and measured by scientists as a powerful force.
Yes,
and you can't take it for granted.
Mm.
So it's a very powerful force. We have an individual soul.
It is, you know, Edgar Casey said that the will is the most powerful force in the universe.
It is. That's how we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keep living and surviving.
Right. Exactly. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
You wow. Wanna...
Whoa. I know. You know, we oftentimes just don't really recognize who we are. And I, you know, when I stop and I think about it, Dr. Reggie, I get tongue-tied almost, because I recognize how powerful we are. And
but you know what happens, Cynthia, with most people? They take the will for granted. They don't go take any time to stop, contemplate, pray, or meditate on who they are. Those things will be revealed to them. But we're too busy occupying our time with the latest model, the latest car, the latest house, what we should do, the latest fashions, going to the mall, hanging out, video game. All these things are great. They're creations of other souls.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to realize who we are in the midst of all that scheme of things and creation.
And that's not easy.
It's not easy.
It is doable. That's why there are so few ascended masters.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, because it's not an easy task.
Well, that's what Jesus meant when he said, be in the world,
but not of it.
Because you're not of this place anyway.
That's right.
You're not. We get caught up into all this junk.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we can't carry with us.
No, but
into the kingdom.
I have to admit, I'm one that's caught up in it.
Okay.
I went to the mall yesterday. Oh, and all the colors and the smells.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, actually. I know.
As long as it's not worship. As you get these things, you don't worship them. You're thankful for where they come from.
Oh.
The lamb that gave up his life to give you a sweater that's wool or any other animal.
What animal is giving up anything now? Now everything is acrylic.
And fake.
But you know what? Did you realize that a lot of this stuff is made from oil?
That's amazing. Petroleum. Mm-hmm.
You know, you ladies who like to wear these wigs, these synthetic wigs, do you know that comes from oil? That's just amazing. Anyway, we're way off topic.
I know. It's amazing. Getting caught up in the thing.
I'm telling you. So can you go ahead and do the opening prayer?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the listeners. Let them all be blessed and anointed by the message this morning. Let this message be documented by the power of the Holy Spirit,
amen,
who rules everything. Let Cynthia be the divine instrument through which you use your voice and your energy. The people who are listening, let them be activated to the power and in the praise and in the knowing of who you are in them, each one of them, and let them know their power and their personal power. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Oh, Dr. Reggie, I got to tell you something else. We're having the youngins on. The youngins, you know they call it, old folks in Georgia.
Young.
The youngins, okay. The youngins. We've got Reginald Lewis
coming.
I thought
it was a rock group.
We have Reginald Lewis coming tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
for Oracle Friday.
My place, son. I adopted him.
I know.
That guy's just great.
Isn't he awesome?
A wonderful person.
And Simone Jennings is coming back.
That's good, because she's got messed up with the holiday.
Yeah, you guys missed her because everybody was out on the holiday. I think that was Memorial Day or
yeah,
something, whatever. And you guys really missed her, so she'll be here the following week.
She's great.
So those are my youngins.
Yeah, that's true.
These are the young up and coming.
It's amazing. I've seen her do readings, and when she does readings, her eyes are gray, and they change to green when she does readings.
Wow.
If you're in front of her, you freak out seeing that. It's amazing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, join us for Oracle Fridays the next 2 weeks, and I have a wonderful, wonderful announcement. Cindy Bentley will be with us every month, the second Friday of every month. And you guys know she is a powerful energy healer. I'm so grateful that she made that commitment with us. And then we have Starfa Winty, who's traveling right now, but she will be joining us in August. So I just wanted to give you the heads up. You are
in the
inner circle of circles of prosperity. Get the heads up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get started with our lesson this morning. I'm taking it, of course, from Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone, and we are talking about personal power. You know, in this book, he is giving us like the four golden keys to our development. And one is personal power. The second is unconditional self-love. The third is balancing the three minds and the four bodies. We're going to hit that. We're going to have that discussion. It's going to be awesome. And the last is Christ consciousness. And that's the one that we started with. See, you guys are so advanced, you went straight to the
that's right,
to number four, because you've been through so much,
yes,
with Circles of Prosperity. I took you right into Christ consciousness. But now I'm going to roll back and deal with personal power here, because I thought it was, because as it's very appropriate. And the thing is, like Dr. Renchi and I were talking about, you can see how easy it is to get distracted by life and situations and things and all this stuff. It's very easy. And so I want to bring this into remembrance. Now, listen, he calls this the first golden key,
wow,
a gold key to psychological and spiritual health. I love this scripture. It's from Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. Listen.
You're the only person that says it's really Colossians.
Colossians, okay, for what? I'm a bad Christian.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're funny.
Listen, when it comes to Bible stuff, I just make it up as I go along.
No, you can't.
Okay. So this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Wow.
I press toward the mark.
Amen.
Listen to that. This is the one thing that I do. I forget those things which are behind. Leave the past in the past.
Amen.
And I reach forth unto those things which are before. I'm moving forward constantly. Okay, I pick up what I need from the past, carry it with me, and I move forward. I press towards the mark. That's a beautiful scripture.
It really is, and the reason I think it's so powerful and so potent, the human mind needs something to go toward. It's very goal-oriented,
mm-hmm.
especially the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's very goal-oriented. If you give up, it gives up, and you don't live here anymore.
Mm.
You perish.
Amen. I want to say hi to Susie in the chat room. Hey, Susie. Love you, sweetheart. Okay. So it starts out, he says, the single most effective means of achieving psychological and spiritual health is learning to own your personal power.
Wow.
And by understanding how the conscious and the subconscious mind work, you're taking the first step toward personal power. And I've shared with you, listen, if you really want to tap into the power of your subconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
you need to get the book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murray.
Murphy.
I'm Aunt Clara this morning a bit. Dr. Reggie's here laughing at me.
Dr. Joseph Murphy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful book. I've already shared with you how I got rid of depression from reading that book, so I'm not going to repeat that. But please get that book. Okay, so the conscious mind allows us to reason, whereas the subconscious mind operates at a more basic and instinctive level. So the superconscious mind is the all-knowing mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three minds. Now that should tell you right there how powerful you are, because most of you think only with one mind, but we have three. All righty. We have the superconscious mind, which is the higher self that's a part of you. It's not separate from you. Remember, we've already walked through that we are the Christ, okay? That is the Christ mind, okay? The second is the conscious mind. That's the one that's walking around right now listening to this show. And then the third one is the subconscious mind, okay? So a metaphor that illustrates how these first two work is to think of the conscious mind as the captain of the ship. If the conscious mind is the captain, then the subconscious mind is the shipmate below decks who follows whatever orders the captain gives. So another way to describe this relationship is to think of the conscious mind as a gardener. The gardener plants the seeds, which are thoughts, okay, and the soil, which is the subconscious mind. The soil grows whatever kind of seed is planted, be it a weed or a beautiful flower. See how your thought, how powerful your thoughts are? It's a seed. So the subconscious mind will store that information and follow the orders, whether the orders are rational or irrational. Okay? This is how we get our messes in life, because we are not aware how a negative thought will create a negative experience. Which equals and means you're not aware of your own power, and you're using your power to work against you. Let's move on. The subconscious mind doesn't care because it is absolutely, it has no reasoning power. All it knows is, okay, you want me to do this? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. It doesn't even give you a warning. It just says, okay, you want me to go and do this? All right, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. It doesn't say, are you sure you want me to do this? No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't question you. It just follows your command. That's why I think it's magic, Dr. Ray.
It is, because the subconscious mind has an ability to use frequency to reach out. Remember, the mind has no limitations. The subconscious mind, once you plant that seed, even to bring to you a soulmate, it will reach out and scan based on what you're asking for. That's how powerful the subconscious mind is. God planted the energy of the subconscious in you without you using, without him using his own will against you, but you're using your will. So that's why your will becomes God's will. So be careful what you plant, and be careful what you think, and be careful what you wish for, because the subconscious mind will get it for you.
Yeah. That's not, this is why surrender is so
it
important.
Is. Absolutely.
The surrender is so important. And you know, there are so many subtle forms of manipulation and control.
That will backfire on you.
And it backfires on you. Surrender is really important. Okay, so the subconscious mind is an amazing, amazing paradox, because it has no power of reason on its own, yet it has an incredible number of abilities
mm-hmm.
and intelligence factors. The best illustration for understanding this is the computer analogy. Why? Okay, so here's a computer, and it's an astonishing piece of equipment, and it's capable of performing millions of computations per second, yet it doesn't care whether it's programmed to solve the problem of world hunger or to create a nuclear war. It has the capability to do either job and to do it very efficiently. But it doesn't have the reasoning power not to want to create a nuclear war. It is the difference between intelligence and reason that we are primarily concerned with. So the subconscious does whatever it is programmed to do, no matter what. So the subconscious mind completely operates the physical body. Hypnosis offers you some insight into how this works. For example, when in the post-hypnotic suggestion is being used to control a person's physiological craving for nicotine, our subconscious mind is as happy to destroy the body as it is to create perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Doesn't
know. The subconscious mind has the intelligence to create perfect health or to create cancer. It will create whatever it has been programmed to do.
Wow.
Now, I love technology. I love computers. The thing that I love about computers and technology is because I know that I can get it to do what I want it to do and to make my life easier. And here we have that, you know, that just, isn't that interesting how as creators, we created a tool that mimics the subconscious mind.
Wow.
I'm telling you, and when you look at this, if you know, we're always trying to create in the physical reality that which exists within us. I don't think people really understand that. And so really and truthfully, we don't need the computer. We are capable of doing whatever the computer is doing. We're capable of doing it in mind. But this is evolution.
But you know what amazes me, Cynthia, to say that? I remember reading in that Power of Your Subconscious Mind book, they tried to build a computer that could mimic the digestive system of one person. The computer was big as the state of Michigan.
Wow.
And it couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
You have miles and miles and miles of colon. And digestion is a very powerful process. That's why you go to sleep and eat a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to digest everything. So it's an amazing thing that we are always trying to mimic in the outer physical realm what's happening within us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really incredible.
Wow. So, listen, no one consciously programs himself or herself to develop a cancer, but many people unconsciously program cancer into their bodies through self-hatred, victim consciousness, revenge, giving up, and so on. So the key then is to constantly program your subconscious mind for perfect, radiant health.
Amen.
Perfect, radiant health. Okay. So let's talk about the intelligence. Are you guys enjoying this? Because I sure am. I sure am. So the reason I enjoy this lesson so much, Dr. Reggie, because this was the beginning lesson that you gave me when we first met.
25 years ago.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it has stayed with me.
I know.
You know, and you used to be on me all the time. You would say, don't say that. Your subconscious mind doesn't know if you're joking.
That's because it doesn't.
It doesn't know. It, you know, and we say silly things, and we think nothing of it. Like, oh, you're a pain in my neck.
And that really will happen.
And you will really, you'll
repeat it.
If you repeat it over and over, oh, he gets on my nerves.
Oh, that's bad.
You have nerve damage coming, you know? So your subconscious mind does not know. That's why I tell you all the time that your magic wand is your words and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be vigilant. I mean, you need to be on it like white on rice, as my dad used to say. You need to be vigilant on your thoughts and vigilant about your words because they have power.
Mm-hmm.
It is your power. And if you grab hold to just that truth alone, abracadabra, as I speak it, I create it.
Mm-hmm.
As I speak it, I create it. That's your power. And now I'm showing you the tools that are within you, the way you were dynamically designed, perfectly designed by God
mm-hmm.
to be this powerful creator. Okay? So the law of attraction, it'll be putty in your hand. All right? When you really grab hold of your personal power.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the intelligence of the subconscious mind.
Wow.
Another basic function of the subconscious mind is to store information. It is the warehouse and memory bank of all of our thoughts and all of our feelings, all of our emotions, all of our imaginings, our habit patterns, our impulses, and desires. That's a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and from our infancy, we have been programmed by our parents and our grandparents, our peers, our teachers, our ministers, our extended family,
mm-hmm.
not to mention television. All of those exchanges of information have been stored in your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so little children are all, in a sense, victims. And the reason I say this is that children's reasoning minds have not developed enough to be able to discriminate and protect themselves from negative programming. And so as small children, we were totally open. And as a result, our subconscious minds are filled with mental poison and faulty thinking and faulty beliefs. Just as the body can be filled with physical toxins from poor eating, the subconscious mind can be filled with mental toxins from improper programming and education. So the subconscious mind, it also creates our dreams every night. Dr. Reggie says, make a dream journal. Write it down because it's going to reveal a lot to you. Your subconscious mind is working overtime
mm-hmm.
while you think you are asleep. There are occasions when the superconsciousness creates dreams. However, most of our dreams originate in the subconscious mind. A dream is basically a mirror of the way we think. It's a mirror of the way we think. It's a mirror of the way we feel and the way we act during our conscious daily life. So a dream is like a newspaper and that we receive every night with headlines, right? and those headlines are depicting the organization and dynamics of our internal energies. Now, here's what I find interesting. You know, slowly, I hope you are grasping the reality of energy and how it dominates our existence on planet Earth. What we're doing here in Circles of Prosperity is shifting your awareness of who you are and how you operate on this physical plane. Energy is the driving force. You think standing in the mirror looking at yourself and how you move in a physical body, you think that's the driving force. But energy is the driving force. And your goal while you're here on planet Earth is to move into the flow of the energy and not fight it. Am I making sense? Okay? Am I making sense? All right, so let's go on. So your dreams are capturing the energy. The energy is, it comes out as an expression of vibration. It's capturing where you are vibrationally and delivering those images to you, hopefully so you can link up and correct and realign and be in the flow of the energy that's going to get you to where you want to go. Wow. Did that make sense?
Total sense. Because in the energy field, there's so many things happening at one time. The movement of electrons, protons, neutrons, atoms, they're all moving. And those are thought processes creating the substance of what you're asking for. Even your desire pushes an energy in substance to make them all move at the same time to bring it into focus.
Amen.
So your subconscious mind is extremely powerful.
It's very, very powerful. But see, you guys have got to close your eyes and imagine, but you're not really imagining. You're really seeing truth when you close your eyes and visualize this, because it's all unseen, but you see it, and you don't see it with your physical eyes. It's all unseen. The energy is unseen. Wind is unseen. But, boy, get a wind at a good velocity, and you'll see the destruction it can create and have if you can create. So,
it's subconscious mind, if I get it. You get a nice cool breeze to calm you down, or a hurricane knock down the house.
That's
so
right.
It's what you program into it.
So dreams are in the universal language of symbols. 25 years ago, about 26 or 27 years ago, Dr. Reggie said symbols will be the language of the future. Everybody will communicate by symbols. Okay? Here, dreams are in the universal language of symbols. So to understand our dreams, we must first accept that every part of every dream is in reality a part of us. And by examining the relationship among the symbols, we can gain insight into the understanding of the thought patterns that are manifesting themselves in our lives through our actions. A dream is an automatic process that the subconscious mind brings to us as feedback. And this feedback is essential because very often we are manifesting patterns in our lives that we are not consciously aware of. And hence, you need to keep a dream journal. And if you need help interpreting your dream, you need to call Dr. Reggie. 800-401-8129 is only $45 to get a dream interpretation, but he is a master at it. Now, do you think that that's wrong? Well, how many instances did we have dreams interpreted in the Bible? And they're all symbols. So he is very good at it, and they will reveal a lot about where you are. And if you're worried or concerned about something, keep that dream journal, that dream log. And every aspect of the dream is important. Colors, smells,
numbers,
So write it down in as much detail as you can, and then you can get an interpretation from Dr. Reggie. So the subconscious mind can also be termed the habit mind, and it stores all of our habits, the positive ones and the negative ones. A lot of people think habits are bad, but this is not true. And we want to get rid of only the bad habits, and ideally we want to create good habits. A good example of this is learning to drive a six-shift car. So when we first learn how, it takes a lot of conscious effort and willpower. Oh, boy, do I remember that. You know what? Even today, if I'm in a six-shift and I'm on a hill, my hands start sweating. So that's the most difficult thing to do. Is to get that car moving forward when you're on a hill. But anyway, it takes a lot of conscious effort and willpower. And after we learn how, it just requires a little conscious thought. If we didn't have a subconscious mind to store our developed abilities, every activity would always take great focus and concentration. How many of you have been driving a route that you drive all the time, and you arrive at the destination and don't remember how you got there? Or am I the only one that experiences that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Blocking your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, but every time you lose it, it makes noise. So here's a, hey, Dr. Reggie is giving me directions here. You're throwing me off.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm throwing myself off.
Is your perception exactly?
Oh.
Kind of help.
Okay. So the subconscious mind has this ability to store habits that allow us to grow continually and to develop new abilities without worrying about the old ones. So you can learn something in a day. But there is a basic psychological or metaphysical law that states that it takes 21 days to cement a new habit into the subconscious mind. So I guess that means, Dr. Reggie, that in 21 days, if I continue to eat raw food in 21 days, that's all I'm going to desire?
Well, that's true. It's setting up a pattern, but your body wants you to have other things too, proteins and stuff like that. You need them, whether you get them from raw foods or not. Your body will adjust to it and adapt to it. But in 21 days, it's based on the cycles of the moon.
Isn't that awful?
Because a woman's cycle in 21 days, 30 days, that's what happens. The cycle of your rhythm, of your dreams, of your habits, mm-hmm. of smoking, of any bad habits you have, they're broken on the cycle of 21 days. Because there's a new moon every 21 days.
Wow.
And it's based on the cycles of the moon.
You see, now that's amazing.
Yeah.
We never know where we're getting these numbers from, and here you tie it right into the natural flow, the natural cycle
of life. The moon, the sun, all these things affect everything about us. They really do. And people have created gods because of it.
Mm-hmm.
In ancient times, you know.
So tomorrow is the summer solstice?
The summer solstice. And that's when Reginald Lewis decided to come on and said, wow, you picked a great day because that's when things changed. Summer, the longest day, you know, mm-hmm. it's a powerful day, a day of power. So it's, those readings that he gives will be fantastic.
They're going to be powerful. So let's get back to our topic. I don't know. We're really, our energy is metaphysical today. Okay, so the subconscious mind is where the law of magnetism and attraction operates as well. Hello, all you prosperity seekers. All of you law of attraction seekers, you see where the power base is? In your subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind, it continually attracts and repels things according to what? According to what has been programmed into it. And who's responsible for programming that subconscious mind? You are. So a master like Jesus, a master is someone who uses this law to his own conscious benefit. Let's take the example of money and prosperity. If you have the subconscious belief that you will never have money, Well, guess what? You won't.
It's a prayer.
It's a prayer. If, on the other hand, you think you will, the subconscious mind will attract those opportunities and possibilities to you. But it is going to require you to think that you can have it without it. I don't know how I'm going to get it. I don't know. I don't really deserve it. All those other thoughts. It's got to be just like, this is what I want, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. That's all you're thinking about.
No
so
problem.
Whatever you want in life, you have to affirm it, you have to visualize it, and you, because that's what programs the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the subconscious mind will attract that which you desire. It's going to attract it to you. Now, well, there's a lot going on in the chat room. I can't keep up with it. I'm sorry, guys. The subconscious mind has the ability to sense radiations of energy. And we will automatically use this ability in our daily lives. The practical application of this ability can be specifically used in areas such as water dowsing, also called water witching. The subconscious can sense the radiation of energy of any substance, not just water. And so it can be programmed to search for any physical substance. And the subconscious mind is also the seat of our psychic abilities. The subconscious has five inner senses that are the subtler counterparts of our five external senses. That it has inner sight, which is clairvoyance. It has inner hearing, which is clairaudience. Okay? It has inner smell, inner taste, and inner touch. So have you ever noticed that when you dream, you have your five senses available to you? So how can this be if you are sleeping? This is because you are utilizing your five inner senses of the subconscious mind. All people have psychic abilities and can develop them further. It is just a matter of practice and
yes,
proper training, as with any external ability. See, now, the reason I'm getting ready, Dr. Reggie teaches a course on psychic development, and it is dealing with the subconscious mind. He can teach clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, and he does it with little physical exercises. It's not threatening. A lot of people say, oh, I'm scared. Why are you scared of yourself? I will never understand. I'm scared. I'm scared. You're scared of your own self. That's how the ego has you trapped in yourself. You have all this power, and you're talking about you're scared. Lord have mercy. So, you know what? I'm going to quickly try to talk about the conscious mind, and I hope that this has been a great teaser for you for next week, because we're really going to get into this. Are you guys beginning to see how everything is connected, all
mm-hmm.
of the teachings that
mm-hmm.
we have here connected?
Yeah.
You know, people are so hungry to manifest money, and but they don't want to take the time to understand, okay, let's start with who you are first, and then we'll get you the money. You can have anything you want. They don't get it. I'm trying to share with you the basic mechanics of who you are so that you know how to go and get the things that you want, because you know how everything works together.
And these people are not just creating this. They know. Like Joshua David Stone created I Am University.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be someone there always to carry on that university for him online. And it's a powerful thing from Australia all over the world.
Yes, it is.
And also the people who wrote Profit, Power, and Passion, Profit and Power, Marshall Silver, created an empire for himself because of that,
mm-hmm.
before the law of attraction even came out. So these people are tapping into a secret that's inside of each one of us
mm.
that we have to use without being scared.
So true. Social listen, I'm going to go to Apollo. I'm not going to jump into the conscious mind. Listen, you can chew on the subconscious mind. Go ahead and and download this archive and listen to it over and over so you really understand the power of your subconscious mind.
Amen.
Area code 301, you're on the air this morning.
That's a good book, Conscious of Yourself, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by David Murphy. That's a good one. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're great. Anthony, how are you this morning?
Great, great. You were talking about the, you and Dr. Rose, you were talking about the summer service, which is tomorrow, which is, of course, my mother's birthday. And praise God, she's still is on this earth.
Wow.
In the present sense that I know her. But anyway, every, for a while, every year I would walk down, because, you know, I'm in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Well, it's told that Benjamin Banneker designed D.C. based on the constellations. And, of course, 16th Street is no exception, because when the summer solstice, sun hits the equator, it goes across the Gaza, the pyramids in Gaza, Egypt, and went straight through, all the way down through the White House, all the way down 16th Street. I didn't hear you, Dr. Reddy.
I know, I said it's very true. I used to live in D.C. for about 30 years, and I love D.C. It's built also on the premise of Pierre Lafont, who designed LaFont Plaza in D.C. And the whole perimeter, everything's built in a circle. Everything is in a circle. DuPont Circle, all these circles are around D.C. The whole thing is a circle. And some people are confused by it, but there's a reason for that. It's based on a powerful constellation in the sky, and it's based on a celestial mechanics. And so you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on, I was told years ago that on that day, if you spend time on it, there's certain energies that occurs on this day, because we also have learned that the president is usually on in the White House on that day. He don't go anywhere on that day.
Right.
At some point, because the White House runs right, you know, 16th Street runs right into the White House. And also, we have a park called Meridian Hill Park, which we call
right.
Malcolm X Park now, right on the side. You know where
right.
it is, Dr. Reggie. And I've gotten, also, there is, there's certain energies that take place. Now, I was looking at the moon phase, and they said that it's supposed to kick in officially at midnight. I was thinking whether to go tonight and catch it in the early part or just be down there tomorrow. That is just something that I hadn't done in the last 2-3 years, but I plan to do it tomorrow, just spend time on that. In that area. Oh, also, you already know this, Dr. Reggie. Most of the churches that we know of in this country and in the world are located on 16th Street, or the most of the religious sects. You have one
yes, they are.
Each on 16th Street.
Right. I know.
Wow. Yes. So, Anthony, we are going to get... Thank you so much for sharing that. And while you're down in that park, you know, hold us in the light, okay?
Yes, I will.
Are you?
Thank you.
Okay, we love you.
Love you all too.
Take
all right.
Our closing prayer.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful energy and for this beautiful lesson. Let us go in the premise and the promise that all things are possible, as Christ entered and told us in this world. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. Let us use our mind, body, and soul to elevate our consciousness. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.